So early in the morning, we have been looking at two kinds of righteousness. And we have explained a number of things. We have explained, for all have sinned, Romans 3:23, and falling short of the glory of God. And we say that falling short of the glory of God is the plan that God had in mind. And we said, oh, for all have sinned, does not refer to a corporate identity of mankind. However, because sin is a definite action, them that have sinned have to be defined. And I've said Romans 3:23 is different from Romans 5:12 and 13. Romans 5:13, in the sense that Romans 3:23, the immediate discussion was Jew-Gentile and how the law concluded all men under sin. We have seen that Romans 3:21, the righteousness of God without the law. Is the righteousness of God without the law? Is manifested by the law and the prophets. That the righteousness of God is only by faith, has always been by faith, and that righteousness of God didn't start with the apostles. It was there from the beginning. Romans 1:1, the gospel of God, which he promised aforetime, right? In the propheticon, the words of the prophets, Romans 16:25, 26. That has been revealed, that was hidden before. It was a mystery, but it was in the scriptures of the prophets. Amen. And say in Romans 5, 12, 13, 14, 17, speaks about an action. Everyone is not born a sinner. Romans 5 and 14. The word melo, which is the word come, does not have a personal pronoun. And the word who is from the Greek word hos, which we have said can mean which. So, sin, Adam's sin was a figure of the sins that mankind later do, and we have found that that sin is tracked in what? Unbelief, disobedience. Praise the Lord! So we're looking at the Ten Commandments, and we have said, you will notice that in the Ten Commandments, every time they are spoken about in the New Testament, you will not find all the ten quoted. In fact, I dare say that no one outside the Old Testament actually called them the Ten Commandments. Amen. No one calls them the Ten Commandments. We have seen, and when Jesus was speaking about the Ten Commandments, Mark 10:19, he quoted 6. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And even in Romans 13:9, Paul, also speaking about the Ten Commandments, spoke of, thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet, and if there be any commandment, it is briefly commanded in this saying, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Hallelujah. Matthew 22, when asked Jesus, what are the great commandments of the law? That question is not out of place, because the man was asking knew there were 612. So when he asks which one is the great, he's not like, which one can I start with? So Jesus answered and said to him, thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first, the proton, and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And we have said, the second great commandment is not in the Ten Commandments. It's not even in the Law of Moses, in the Book of the Law. So where did it come from? And then in Matthew 22:40, it says, on these two commandments hang all the Law and the Prophets. Also in Matthew 7:12, Therefore, all things whatsoever you would that men should do to you, do ye even so unto them. This is the law and the prophets. That's why we say, do unto others what you want to be done unto yourself. So Jesus says, this is the law and the prophets. Luke chapter 10, verse 25. A certain lawyer stood and tempted Jesus. He said, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Luke chapter 10, 25. What shall I do to inherit eternal life? Verse 26. He said unto him, what is written in the law? How readest thou? Are we there? Okay, let's read verse 27. And he answering them said, thou shalt love thy God with all your heart, and with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, thou hast answered right. This do, and thou shalt live. So we say that the Ten Commandments are summarized in those two. Love your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And then the second one, love your neighbor as thyself. Or is interpreted in another way, do unto others what you'd want to be done unto yourself. This is the whole law and the prophets. Amen. Now, in this replay of this, is a commandment we don't see. That commandment is in Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. And he says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Remember is the Hebrew word zakar. Zakar is Z-A-K-A-R. Z-A-K-A-R. Hebrew, not Greek. Zakar. It means to consider, to think about. Think about that which you celebrate. The way you recall an event that is of gratitude to you. I think the word in the Greek there would be hypomimnesko. Remember, it's not just recalling. It deals more with putting something to mind. A focus is in view. Praise the Lord. So, recall an event that is of gratitude to you. So he says, think about the Sabbath. Remember what we talked about the Sabbath? From Genesis chapter 2. Sabbath, Shabbat. Sabbath, what was the gist of a Sabbath? That you will do nothing. Do nothing. God finished all his work that he had finished, and what? He rested. And we said, when he said, do nothing, he was actually presenting that to man. It is God's rest for man. He is not the one to rest, but the man to rest in his work. We're going to look at that again. Amen? So, but the gist of the Sabbath is that you will do nothing, but that you recall, you will not work. You will remember. You will think about what God did. You bring it to mind. It's not. It's more than just reminding. You know, remember, it's you bringing it to mind. Shakar. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, remember, these two places have the Ten Commandments. Deuteronomy 5 and Exodus 20. So Deuteronomy 5, it says, keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee. And then you have the word Kadosh. Kadosh. Sanctify. Kadosh. You remember this one? sanctified, kodosh, holy. Okay? Kodash. These two words are used in the scriptures in Genesis chapter 2. The law that is given. Remember sanctify? The law that is given in Exodus 20, the rest that is presented in Genesis chapter 2 precedes it. Can I say that again? The law is given in Exodus chapter 20 and Deuteronomy 5 by Moses. Remember the Sabbath. The rest, the Sabbath, to do nothing, has already appeared before where? In Genesis chapter 2. And when God had ceased from all his work, he rested. Remember that? Genesis chapter 2, verse 3. 2, 1, 2, 3. He rested. So the rest of God, the Sabbath of God, is something that appears before the law of Moses. What did we say? The rest was not for God, but it was for man. Genesis 2:3. God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. Kodesh. Sanctified it. Remember Deuteronomy 5:8? Keep the Sabbath day to sanctify it. Genesis chapter 2, God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. It is holy, because in that day he had rested from all his work, which God had created and made. Right from Genesis, God presented the rest to man. Remember we said, rest means do nothing. The one who has accomplished cannot be the one to do nothing. Because he's finished. Yes. Do nothing as in. So, he finished. I finished. Imagine you come here and I've finished preparing the room. Everything is set and you have come to help me prepare. I'll just tell you, rest. Oh, I have entered. You do nothing. You do nothing because I have done it. Now, in Genesis chapter 2, it may not be very easy for you to get it. But it's when you come to the book of Hebrews that you see what it meant. In Hebrews chapter 4, we looked at this. I'm just going over it again. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 2, he said what? For unto us the gospel was preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them. Who are the them? Yeah, the people to whom the law was given. So, it did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that had it. I told you the mixing of faith doesn't mean you hear the gospel, then you get faith and you mix. It is the response to it. So, they did not receive it. It was preached to them, but they didn't have faith. Recall everything you have talked about faith from the beginning. So they did not receive it. Then he continues. Verse 3. What was that meaning? For we which have believed do enter into rest. Now at that time, it doesn't appear as if Moses was telling them rest. But the rest was in there. It was implied. As he said, I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest. What? Although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. The work was finished from the foundation of the world. So we have an Israel, which is years later, being talked about their response as something which actually began in Genesis. The law cannot annul faith. It came actually much later. Faith is presented in the beginning. Where? In the rest of God. The writer of Hebrews is telling us that rest is the presentation of faith. For man to believe. So for man to enter into rest, he believes the gospel. So, what are we talking about? Remember the Sabbath day. Remember the Sabbath day. Keep it holy. It has moved a lot now. Genesis chapter 3 starts with life. Genesis chapter 3, he calls it rest. Abraham believes. Moses presents the law. But the same thing is moving all over. That man will enter into God's finished work. Hallelujah. Man will enter what? Into God's finished work. So when Moses was telling them to remember, he was telling them to remember. He was not telling them not to do anything. On your Sabbath day, you don't cook, you don't work. No. What he was telling them is to remember what God has done. Remember the rest of God. Remember what God presented for us to enter and rest in. Remember the gospel. Remember the promise. Remember eternal life. Remember the promise of the Spirit, even if we stretch it. It is that Sabbath day. It's not saying don't do anything. Don't walk. Don't eat. Don't sleep. No. It's just saying bring to your mind the work of God which He has done and rest in it. Resting is not inactivity again. It is faith. I am resting in God. No, you have believed. You have entered that work of Christ. Amen. So, in other words, Moses offered them faith in God. So Jesus, like Paul, presents the Ten Commandments as faith in God and the work of love. Amen? Look at this. So how do you love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul? And how you love your neighbor as you love yourself? Faith in God and the walk in love. If that is what the commandments actually were, why then did Moses present them the way? Do not covet, do not steal, do not worship, do not. Why? You're forgetting something. You are overestimating Moses. Who gave the Ten Commandments? That was quick. Where did it come from? Let's look at this. Matthew chapter 5, 38. Let's look at. You know, Moses gave them the Ten Commandments, and then he now started giving them the law, the 612, which were teachings from the Ten. Did you notice that? The book of the law was like an explanation from the Ten. Praise the Lord. Matthew 5:38. Jesus said this, "You have heard it said, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth." That is in Exodus 21:24. But what does he say? Verse 39. "But I say unto you, that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy cheek, thy right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue thee at the law, and take away thy coat, let him have your cloak also. And whosoever shall compel you to go a mile, what do you do? Go with him too. Give him that asks thee, and for him that borrows of thee, Turn them not away. What is that? Jesus is explaining the Ten Commandments. Isn't it? He's explaining how they ought to have been. He is rewriting the Ten Commandments. Now, Matthew 5:38, an eye for an eye is is in the book of the law. Wasn't in the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments have no vengeance. Is that right? They have no curse. Right? So they gave him from... He took them from the book of the law and he came to explain the Ten Commandments. So the question is, did Moses give us the right understanding of the law? Let's wait to answer that. We're going to answer it. Did Moses give the right rendering of the law? Why am I asking that? Jesus says, you have heard it say, I say. You gave us 10, Jesus has made them 2. So we ask ourselves a question. Did Moses give the right understanding? Or why, better yet, why did Moses write them or communicate them the way he did? Luke chapter 10. Are we alive? Luke chapter 10 verse 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? We have seen this. Jesus, what is written in the law? How do you read it? Thou shalt love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. This is the guy telling him. And then Jesus told him, you have answered right. Then he explains the story of what we call the Good Samaritan. Remember that story? What happens? A man was moving, he fell among thieves and they beat him. Then what happened? A Levite came, passed. A priest came, passed. Then a man, a Samaritan came, took care of him, paid his bills, took him to the inn, left money, said if anything is needed, take care of it. Then he asked this guy, who of them was a good neighbor to him? And then he says what? The Samaritan. Right? Verse 37, and he said, he that showed mercy on him. And then Jesus told him, go and do likewise. So he's talking about mercy. Mercy. The breadth of the commandments is mercy. Commandments was not based on a reward system. Do to get, do because. But he's saying mercy. Like he's showing the basis of it is mercy. We have also looked at Romans chapter 13. Paul talks about it. Love your neighbor as yourself. In Galatians 5:14, the Ten Commandments. Galatians 5:14. For all the law is what? Fulfilled in one word. This is Paul. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Let's read that together. What is that? Thou shalt love your neighbor as thyself. Now, so he limits it to love. Jesus said, love God, love people, love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, did you notice that as you go into the epistles, the Sabbath is not repeated in the commandments? Remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. Sabbath is not spoken about. Who can tell me why? why isn't the commandment of the Sabbath not continued, but the commandment of the walk in love is predominant? Sabbath is a person. Who else can try? That's the right answer. Because the Sabbath, we have already entered it. People have already entered into the rest. Amen. So, it's not continued because people have already, the new creature has already entered into the rest. All the law is fulfilled in what? Love. Then what about love? Where is the love fulfilled? In Romans chapter 5 verse 5. Look at this. Ten commandments. And hope makes us not ashamed. Why? Because the love of God is shed abroad our hearts by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit given to you when you believe is the love of God in you. Amen. Is the love of God in you. Remember? Two commandments. The love walk. The ability to love is in you. Which means the commandments are fulfilled in you. Or better yet, the capability to walk in them is in you. Hallelujah. Let me ask you a question. Could the people whom those commandments were given to, were they able to walk in them? They had no ability to, right? They didn't have the Holy Spirit in them, so they didn't have the love of God in them. So what can we say? The law given to them by Moses was to be construed as a promise. This is the promise, that you love God with all your heart and with all your soul. Remember Ezekiel 36. I will put a new heart. Remember that? And a new spirit within them. 36:26. And I'll cause them what? To walk in my statutes and do them. Amen. The Spirit of God in you is the ability to live the love walk. Praise the Lord. And to enter into rest, you have already entered by faith. Remember, the Ten Commandments are split into what? Two. Towards God and towards men. Amen. Sabbath, love your God, you shall have no other God before me. All those are towards. And he summarizes them in this. All the first which are towards God, he summarizes them in this. Love your God. Then the next, do not covet, do not steal, do not kill, do not commit adultery. What is the summary? Love your neighbors thyself. Because when you love them, you will not kill them. I think that one is obvious. Amen. Hallelujah. So the first of the Ten Commandments are not mentioned again because they are fulfilled in Christ. In the gospel. The love walk is maintained. Again, not because we cannot do it, but because it's a continuing one. Love. Okay, if you want, do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not steal. That's the love walk. That's walking in love with others. Praise the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3. Hallelujah. Are we together? Chapter 3, verse 3. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the peace of Christ ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not with tables of stone. What was on the tables of stone? The Ten Commandments. But what? With the fleshly tables of the heart. Verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. In other words, we are. It is written by the Spirit of God in us. It is written with ability in us. The law of God is written in you. Not just written as an instruction, but with the ability to perform the instruction. The Spirit of God. Not with flesh, not with tables of the heart, sorry, not with tables of stone, not in ink, but in the heart by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God in you is the ability to walk in the law of God. What is the law of God? Love God, love people. All the law is summarized in this. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as you love yourself. I'm born of love. You can love.
Yes.
You can forgive.
Yes.
What's the forgiveness is that for you? Who are you? You are born of forgiveness.
Yes.
Never say I'm struggling. You are not. By the way, you are not. And you cannot. Let me tell you, I keep telling my friends, as believers, we have the highest capacity to forgive. We even don't know it. You see how forgiving we are. We are actually very forgiving. We're very. There's a person who has done something bad. Everyone knows it in the church, but he comes back, he puts up his hand, and everyone looks at him. And we are not calling the police. And we don't struggle to do that.
Yeah.
It's not a struggle. That is who you are. If anything is hard, it's for you to walk in bitterness. That's why, because it is very hard for you to walk in bitterness and offense, you usually leave. Amen. Because it is difficult. Because it is very hard for you to be bitter and offended. That's why most times people leave a local assembly when they are offended. Why? Because when you stay there, you are moving against yourself. Like, why? This is not me. You cannot not walk in love.
Yes.
Married people, you cannot fail to love your person.
Yeah. Amen.
You know that is the best approach to relationships.
Yes, yes.
You just think of yourself, I have the love of God. What's all this? I am angry. I be go away anger. We have the ability. You are born of love. Say, I'm born of love.
I'm born of love.
You see, these things were given to men who could not walk in them. You are born of the nature that walks in them.
Amen.
But they are also, the ability to walk in them is in you.
Mm.
That's why there are habits a Christian should never own. I have my temper and say, hey, that's zibu kako. How can you say that?
Mm.
My temper. My anger. My... You and your possessive pronouns. You have not been under the word of God.
Yes.
You can't be under the word of God and keep claiming those things for yourself.
Yes.
You're not born of anger. You're not born of hatred. For me, by the way, I can't envy anyone. Let me tell you. Let me even make this one clear. The new creature has no enemies. I'm going to say that again. You have no enemies. God, my enemies, those who are against you. So we will put on your status. I know people who are against me fighting. You don't know what you're born of. You have one enemy. He's a devil. Anyone who is masquerading as your enemy, he's under the wicked one. And some people just have to envy you. You also feel sorry for them. You look good. You know God. You're doing well. It is natural that someone will somehow. You get. They are not your enemies. Don't say you have. They're not, you see, because when you say this person is my enemy, it means you're not going to reach out to them.
Yeah.
And that's the issue we have. I see Christians bragging about how they are making people's businesses stop because they're talking against them. Jesus reads our statuses and is like, see these people. How can you brag that a misfortune befell someone? Even if they spoke against the gospel. Whose pattern are you following in the New Testament to say that? Whose pattern? Who? How can you happen? Say, hey, MTN Uganda, we told them.
Really?
That stuff is sickening. It really shows how much you don't know the Spirit of God at all. In fact, sometimes we even question if you're born again. Do you know why for us we don't? Do you know why generally in Christianity we don't attack people who make fun of us? How many people do you know who make fun of Islam? You know how radical they are? Have you ever found anyone doing comedy on Islam? They are very murderous and very... That's not us. You joke about us. Every time I go somewhere, they're abusing pastors. See? And God is not calling thunder from heaven to burn them. A Christian, you brag because a misfortune has befallen someone. And sometimes these are fellow believers. Hey, you joked about a man of God. Hey, don't joke with the Shame on you. Shame on them. Born of love, with the heart of God in you. Which Bible do people read? You know, Christians can push something forward and you wonder which Bible they read. You be like, I can't find a verse. For someone was bragging, my marks were missing and they were put back in. I wanted to ask my friend, if you went to a hospital and the doctor told you, by the hands of money, my papers were not there, but I became a doctor. Can you allow them to work on you?
No.
If a pilot starts a plane, attention please, Riba Kande, Brede, Kabusa, Kalaba, Sekeya. We know all things. We know all things. We know all things. We know all things. What does this one do? Oh, Barade, Baba. You stay in that place. And now you are celebrating a person who apparently passed by faith. By faith. Well, guys, I don't have a degree, but labor. Kayesh. But why don't we apply break? Like, you know, even if you use little of it, eh? You know, there are miracles you receive, eh? And you shouldn't talk about them. It's a miracle, but don't talk about it. I picked money. And you start bragging how you picked money. And you wonder why you're single. No one is doing you. You are doing yourself. How did we get to this? I mean, people who have gone to school. Okay, no, leave school alone. You have a basic knowledge of Jesus from Sunday school. Where did you get the audacity to curse people? By the way, that's one of the reasons I left Facebook. I just couldn't bear some things anymore. You know, when ignorance is on loudspeaker, you know, like it is. Loudspeaker, it's not in mute, it's And then people are applauding it. Why? Basic things, they told you, all of you own the wealth of this world. You are broke. In Yumura, you and your buddies, you are all broke. But someone is convincing you. You... leave me alone even. So Paul says, what was written with ink was unto death. And that's why you see there is a lot of anger in the Old Testament. You don't find that anger in the New Testament. That's why all these murderous preachers, they use... You can't call Jesus and say, I'm going, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Think about it. I curse you. I curse you. You will know that I'm a man of God. Why? But I think, Pastor, also, I think, anyway, when people are not taught insecurity, you know, you can bring insecurity into when you get some car power and you have been insecure. I'll show them. We had the lecturer, the other man was evil, he was like Hitler. And the guy has been evil for generations. People who left in 96 know the guy was. But why? I think one time I figured it out. This guy went to Germany for his masters, and he was racially abused terribly. And he's a man of small stature. So I think all those things contributed to his darkness of heart. The guy just wanted to make it here, and he felt justified. Have you ever found people like that? In fact, the year, 2 years after us, the guys we left there, they went on strike. They said, we're not going to allow until this guy leaves. The man didn't leave. He's also a principal at the department. But he dealt with those boys. I said, ha, you guys have done this, but you better pray it works. It didn't work. He did them. He take after retake. Ara. And I feel like he would want to take most courses. Find him in the semester, he has you 4 times. He's the wife. That guy made me give up on the first class in first year. I said, this is it. It was so funny. Guys used to say, you guys don't mark. He said, the way he gives marks, he gets papers like this, he draws a line. He said, those ones who fall this side will pass, those who fall this side will pass. And then he throws them. He throws them up. You find a guy who has left the course has marks. So one day we went to Kasese for a trip. We went to Kasese Cobalt. So one of this mischievous guy in Kasese said, hey, you guys. I mean, was that bad? Anyone who did that course, the first question they ask is that guy. He's so and so there. Amen. Darkness. In Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. For this is the covenant that I'll make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I'll put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. Do you see that? Love your God with your Lord. I'll put the laws into their heart and into their minds. And I'll be God unto them, and they shall be my people. It's in our hearts. It's written in our hearts. So what was Moses' issue? Look at verse 5. Verse 5. Who serve? Verse 5. Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou wilt make all things according to the pattern that is showed unto thee an amount. Make all things according to the pattern that is showed unto thee in the mount. Moses was not seeing a tabernacle in heaven. It was the law written in the hearts of men. That is what God was communicating. Me being a God unto them. Moses came and built a building. They don't blame him. The people he's dealing with are dark of heart. They are slow to hear. Their hearts are hard. There is no temple building in heaven.
The temple is a discussion of God in man. The incarnation of Christ in a man. That's what he was meant to see. That is what he was meant to build.
And then he built a physical building. The laws of God in the minds of men. Nobody shall say, know the Lord. Everyone shall know him from the least to the greatest. So what God was giving to man was an ability to walk in love. Not just the instruction, but the ability to walk in love by putting his spirit in man. So the fact that Moses put the Ten Commandments on stone in itself is instructive. Why? Their hearts are hard. This law is meant for your heart. Your heart is hard. Stone. Let me put it on the stone. This is what I'm prefiguring. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If it was you on Sinai, you wouldn't have written it like that. Remember, who is on Sinai having the discussion of the Ten Commandments? Moses and? Amen. Don't trust the angels too much. Some of us think the angels are infallible. The angels are not infallible, and we're going to see that. Have you noticed some of these religions, most of them say they were visited by an angel. Have you noticed? And they received what they are teaching from an angel. Angels are not perfect. Hallelujah. Angels could only write from the limit of their understanding. Angels also start to understand God. They are not born with revelation, or they are not made with revelation. Angels have their understanding from man. And the angel which was working with Moses could not have an understanding more than what Moses knew. So what Moses knew, the angel executed. Have Exodus 12 at the back of your mind. We'll do it in the future. The plagues. The angel. Moses' angel. Moses was an angry chap. You know that? Killed an Egyptian. Or you don't remember? Angels are involved. Acts chapter 7 verse 37. This is that, Moses. Acts 7:37, which said unto the children of Israel, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you, brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear. So Moses prophesies a prophet. And in Acts chapter 2, we understand that that prophet is who? Acts chapter 3. Is Jesus, right? You will hear Jesus. Even at the Mount of Transfiguration, God told him, this is my beloved son, hear him. Don't build for Moses a tabernacle and Elijah. This is my beloved son, hear him. God is explained in Christ Jesus. God is disclosed in Christ Jesus. Jesus is the explanation of God. No one has seen the Father at any time. The only begotten Son of the Father, he has declared him. He has made him known. Hallelujah. So Moses had told them that. When they did not believe that, what did he do? He connived with his angel. Verse 53. Who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. Wait a minute. The law. Ten commandments now. By the disposition of angels. Disposition is the word distage. D-I-S-T-A-G-E. Distage. It means to ordain. Distage. That means the law was given by ordained angels. Huh? We shall look at the law in Genesis, don't worry. So, who have received the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it? The law was given by ordained angels. Who ordained the angels? Who ordained the angel? Moses. Verse 38. This is that he which was in the church in the wilderness with the angel.
Don't overrate angels, oh. With the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lively oracles to give unto us. To receive means to accept. The angel.
Alright, I thought God is not speaking. Right, number one. Thou shalt not. Or one is how thou. Moses is saying, pardon? I said thou shalt not. What's your problem? No. Moses and his angel. Amen. If you have been sleeping, rest. Don't wake up now. Start to write on Facebook. They will stone you alone. No? Don't say you are coming from Limited Church. If you are not willing to take the steps I have taken, don't say anything. Do you know why you are not stoning me? It's because I have taken. Amen. But are you seeing it there? That is, in the church, in the wilderness, with her, which did what? Which spoke to him? Is the angel God?
No.
Is God the angel?
No.
So he accepted it. Lively again is Zao, meaning to life. Remember? Paul said the law which was ordained to life. Remember that in Romans chapter 7? I found to be unto. Hey, I've not forgotten that. We're coming to it. We asked the question, how did it become to death? So, the lively oracles. So, Moses' ministry had a twofold chapter. The first one, when they didn't accept it, he gave them chapter. So look at this. In John chapter 5, oh, you have to love the Bible. In John chapter 5, Jesus now says this. Are we together? John chapter 5, verse 45. Do not think that I'll accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, whom you... So the law had accusation, right? So, is it from God? Because God says he doesn't accuse. Remember, Christ came to reveal the Father. We know God through Christ, not Elijah. Okay? Well, given they said some things about God that we learn from, but the perfect representation of the Father is Jesus. If it is not in Jesus, it's not in the Father. Even if Pastor Job said it. You know Pastor Job? He's responsible for many false doctrines. Pastor Job. He said, and the sons of God came and the devil was with them. Pastor Job. Can you imagine? And Pastor Job tells us that the devil had a discussion with God and they were betting on him. Some people have loved that, have acted even plays on that. No wonder the people, they leave that play with more unbelief. So God can kill your cattle. He can take away all your business. A guy was asking me this week, he asked me, but did you notice he left his wife? I said, okay. That one is deep, sir. Do you mind to go? Katunda yako yobu bulichi muno kujako mchala we? Yes, I've got a person who is a minister of marriage, like God called him to marriage. He can't. Amen. Job gave us a false impression of who God is. It's not true. Even Job told you, I have uttered things too wonderful for me. Things I had no knowledge of. In chapter 42, he's now repenting. But you are not pressed to read up to 42. He gives and takes away. He gives and takes away. The guy is saying, ah. I've uttered things I knew. I knew you from a rumor. Can you imagine? Some guy, you are not patient enough to reach the end.
And now come and say, you shall decree a thing and it shall be. That was one of Job's false birthdays. The one who were eating on his money. But a great fear has come upon me. Falsely, many. Even our beloved David. Creating me. Oh God. And you knew when you take. Sing today. Is your prayer. Maybe we sing gospel music today, it's like us. You take you won't take. Oh, this, you know, I realized I started to just compare this gospel music, what you call gospel music. And I realized, you know, everyone almost sings from, you will find a kind they had somewhere else. Eh? God, we need you. That we need you thing is everywhere. Even people we love. And you find them saying contradicting things in the same song, in the same verse. Worse still, even in the chorus. In the chorus, you find two contradicting things. Amen. False impressions. They don't want to learn the word, they just want to sing. And someone said that song is sung in heaven. Yeah, he wrote a book of Revelation of Heaven and said, do you know the song Days of Elijah is in heaven? I told Jesus, you people are singing our songs. Then he told me, no, you are not singing our songs. Abi, you and your Jesus, wake up. Wake up and sleep. You sing your revelation of God. There are two things that expose what you know or what you don't know. How you sing and how you pray. Amen. Father had a guy praying and he was confusing God in his prayer. And he was very loud. I said, bro, just stick to tongues. And me, I said, please, just speak tongues. All this you're saying. And he got tired after 30 minutes. Shouting wrong things. Amen. So Moses and his angels shakarad them. But you know, at least they didn't completely spoil everything. Oof, my battery is low. They didn't completely spoil everything. At least they didn't put curses in there. We applaud them for that. In the Ten Commandments, they did their level best to keep away from curses. They did not. Amen. So, he says, I've not come to accuse you before the Father. There is one that accuses you, even Moses, in whom you trust. Accuse is category, or in the Greek, it is used for the devil. Amen. Accuse. And then verse 46. For if you had believed Moses, you would have also believed in me. For he wrote of me. But if you believe, what? How shall you believe? So even Jesus shows us that in Moses, there is also a message of faith. There is a message of faith, and there is a message of condemnation. So Moses is the one who judged them, but before that he had given them
faith to believe in. The gospel was preached unto us as well as unto them, not mixed with faith in them that had it. Angels, Galatians 3:19. Wherefore serveth the law? It was added because of transgression till the seed should come, to whom the promise was made. What happens? It was ordained. It was ordained what? By angels in the hand of a mediator. That word ordained is diatasso. D-I-A, diatasso. D-I-A-T-A-S-S-O. It means to give order. Moses was the mediator. Can you see that? Moses was the mediator, him and the angels. And they brought the Ten Commandments. The law was added. Did you see that? It was added. Thinking, no, they call that an addendum, right? It was added. It wasn't in the original plan. It wasn't in God's original purpose. It was added. God never gave the law. God never gave the law. If God gave the law, and he also offered salvation through faith, he would be contradicting himself. Let me tell you, one thing which will help you to judge all those seeming contradictions in the Bible is this. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God didn't get born again because Jesus Christ died. He wasn't bad in the beginning. Then he said, you know what? They can't handle. Let's try. Let me just die for them. Because, and that's how some people teach it. God saw that the law was killing us. He said, let me what? Let me die for them. No. From the beginning, God's intent is man to enter his rest. God's intent is for his image to be in man. And that image is Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. That has been God's intention from the beginning. So don't overrate angels. They were not perfect. Angels never saw God until Jesus came. Angels never saw God until Jesus came. And in fact, some are yet to see him. The best that angels have seen of God is in the incarnation and the resurrection of Jesus. You ask me, show us. I'm glad you asked. 1 Timothy chapter 3:16. Great is the mystery of godliness. Let's just go, everyone, read it there. Chapter 3, verse 16. And without controversy. This is Pastor Lord's verse. Without. Let's read it co-amplified over even. Without. Are we there? Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh. See this. God was manifest in the flesh. Justified in the spirit. Wait. So he was seen of angels after what? Being. And when was that? Romans 1 for resurrection from the dead. Some of you think angels are around God's throne singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. God is known where? In Christ? Where is Christ? You are the one who has said. Let's go. So, they saw God for the first time in Christ. I know all those books you have read, all those movies. Right now you're seeing an angel with a wing. Somewhere around yellow light, right? Is that what you're seeing? The yellow light represents God. That's why you cannot reduce God to pictures, movies. Yeah, it's amazing. Some people say they have encountered Jesus, and the one they have encountered is Powell. It's called Robin Powell. That's the Jesus they have encountered. I saw him. He has long hair and blue eyes. That's the movie we saw. Was it not the guy? That guy lives in America. He's there, by the way. That's why you cannot reduce God to pictures. I saw the Lord. What did you see? I saw a man. Everything you are going to narrate, you heard? And let me tell you, because you heard, you can see it. Your dreams don't come from out of space. They come from the environment. I told you, that's why some of you have never dreamt that you're on a train. But in America, especially in New York, that dream is common. You dream when they... Hey, let us sing about the in the car. It means the devil is working. No, it's just your environment. You can't, some of you have never dreamt Serena. It hasn't been in your visions. But you see mamas. What, mamas? They served me food. When I was about to eat, I woke up. Of course, you had it paid. All these things you overrate. God is known from His word. Know the word. You're going to begin to refine your dreams. Amen. Amen. So Moses gave the law and he worked with supernatural beings. He worked with angels. Moses worked with angels, but he reached a time, they also scared him. He said, he came to the mountain and he also heard me shook and he was like, you were scared. That is what happened when you give power to someone who you're just supposed to direct. They brought thunder and lightnings and smoke. As much as if a beast touched the mountain, it died. That is not God. God is not in death. God came to give life. That's why when for him he came down in Acts chapter 2, people got born again. They got life eternal. But these guys with the ministry of death, lightnings, thunder, and that's what some of you know about God. Thunder. It is a fearful thing to fall in the hands of Almighty God. Even the person who tells you, tells you in capital letters, God is angry. And you feel the anger. You know, atmospheres, mood, they are all created by the prevailing knowledge. Don't move in the presence of God. You'll strike you with lightning. Why? Because Sinai is at the back of your mind. Amen. To salam presence ya Katonda. God wanted us to be a kingdom of priests. That's the original thing he wanted for Israel. When he met Moses, he told him, I want them to be a kingdom of priests unto me. And they rejected it. And then the law came for them. John 15:10. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I've kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. John chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. John 14:15. Verse 21. John 14:21. He that has my commandments and keeps them, he is that loves me. And he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest ourselves to him. That is promissory. When you believe, we are in you and you can keep the commandments. Amen. And what are the commandments he gave them? Believe. What is the commandment? Believe. 1 John 3:23. Everybody, let's read there. 1 John 3:23. The commandment. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Do you see that? And love one another. That's what you have been saying. This is the commandment, that we should believe. Believe takes care of the six, of the ones which are towards God. Believe. This is the commandment. Believe. And then you love. So the love, the walking in love, is an effect of faith, is an effect of believing. Because when you believe, the love of God is shed abroad in your heart, Romans 5:5. So you can walk in love.
And so this is Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto which are what? So good works are preordained for you. How does it happen? Verse 8. For by grace are you saved through faith. Not of yourself. It is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. So with faith, a man enters into good works. God's workmanship. Works prepared for him. So you can do the works of God. You can do good works. Why? Because you have believed. The fruit of the Spirit is a fruit in the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, kindness, long-suffering, patience. Always be shocked when you don't produce any of those because they are with you. They are not things we seek. Don't seek the fruit of the Spirit. Today I want us to pray that God will give us the fruit of the Spirit. No, 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 no. You know some of us are not patient. We need, no, walk in patience. You're born of it. You're born of it. And this is where actually the gospel starts. Now, the problem is, some people start from here. And they never tell us the beginning of everything. So that, now you just start to confess things you're trying so hard to believe. No, but now you are knowing these things that they are part of you. You are coming to ginosko. You are coming to epignosis. These things are with you. So now you start to walk in them. I have self-control. I exercise self-control. That means in the place of temptation, you start to say, wait a minute. I'm born of self-control. When you're tempted to be impatient, you say, patience is in me. It's working for me. I have the Spirit of God in me. I produce good works. I am his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which are already preordained. This is me. This is me. Anything else is not me. Regard no man therefore after the flesh. So maybe you are the first person who shouldn't regard yourself after the flesh. You are not struggling with sin. You can't struggle with sin. But say yourself, wait a minute. No. The righteousness of God, that's me. You're not using the righteousness of God to cover your acts. No. You're standing from the righteousness of God as your empowerment to walk in the way of God. So you're not confessing when you have done something wrong. No. This is who you are. You don't say it because you want to quieten your conscience. No. You get to a place where the reality of who you are in him and what you have in him overwhelms everything around you. That means in the moment, even when you're still weak, the overwhelming reality of who you are overwhelms you. And that's what it says in Romans chapter 6. And such were some of you, but have believed from the heart. I think it's 17. That form of doctrine which was delivered you. That teaching which was delivered you takes you out from sin. You're not a servant to sin. No. You're not a slave to sin. You're not weak. You have the Spirit of God working in you. You have the works of God available for you. So we obey. The ministry of angels was not meant to be looked at as a perfect ministry. The writer of Hebrews did a good job of differentiating Jesus Christ from the angels. Hebrews 1:1, being made so much better than the angels. That's verse 4. He was made so much better than the angels. He has received by inheritance a more excellent name than them. He's accomplished something that is different. The angels are different from him. The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 2. It says, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast. Every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape? Their word received a just recompense of reward. What does his word do? His word justifies the ungodly. His word does not preach vengeance. His word does not preach condemnation. His word preaches love and forgiveness. Amen. The angels were serving Moses, not Jesus. The Bible says of angels, Hebrews 1 and 13. But to which of the angels say thee at any time, sit at my right hand until that make thy enemies thy footstool? No angel did he tell that. No angel is seated in authority. No angel is seated in his stead. What does he say? Are they not all ministering spirits? Who? The angels. Sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. Angels are ministers of men, not of God. Angels are ministering spirits. Sent to minister to who? To men. So that was Moses as his angel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus says, you have heard it said, I say. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because there was a way to rework it. God did not confer authority to angels. Amen. So God does not curse. God never presented a curse. Deuteronomy 28 is not from the Father. He didn't bring a curse. Or even the angels were, thankfully, they didn't put a curse in the Ten Commandments. But somewhere in there, there was an intention to impute it. In Exodus chapter 20, Bible says, I am a jealous God, visiting iniquity of the fathers upon the children, and unto the third and fourth generation. That was not an utterance of God. Thank God in Ezekiel. Ezekiel corrected it. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 20. He says, the soul that sins shall die. The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father. Neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him. So none of you is inheriting anything from your ancestors. You even laugh when they say you have to do some rites in the village for the ancestors. No. Nothing is following you from your ancestors. Even over the sin of my father, no! You are not a drunkard. Because it is genetic. You won't be. You won't be. At our home, people don't get married. So, no! Because a certain grandmother did what? No. That is not your heritage. Our grandmother couldn't last in marriage. So all the girls, no. You are a new creature. Say, I'm a new creature. I'm a child of God. Praise the Lord. So why didn't Moses give them that? In Matthew chapter 19, he tells us. Matthew 19, they asked Jesus, is it okay for a man to put away his wife for every cause? These men. Men already, from beginning of age, men have always wanted to get rid of their wives. We shall teach that one in the future. Matthew 19. Jesus told them, in the beginning it was not so. And then look at verse 7. Then they asked him, why then did Moses command to give a writing of divorcement? And to put her away? What if she wants to put you away? He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives. But from the beginning it was not so. So because of unbelief, a man divorces his wife. I'm kidding. That's not what he means. What he means is that what Moses wrote for you is because your hearts were hardened. So you chose to put away you. And you know, some men even say, I am tired. Can you imagine that that is the reason? I want to change co. It is not, the desire to change will be there. Amen. The desire to change will be what?
There.
But you are bad from changing. Everyone must abide with the one with whom
They are with. No divorce. Amen. Hallelujah. You don't know what they have done. He's the one you chose. So you stay with them. Amen. Hey. That's why they tell you open your eyes very well before. After choosing, you close them. Is it not so far so good? Right now, you're trapped for life. Brother Marino, have you heard? Forever. I'm not saying you want to leave. But because you're a faithful brother, I've used it. Amen. Say, I'm committed. Amen. Exodus 19:5. I want to close. Now therefore, if you all obey my voice and keep my commandment, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. This was the promise of God. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and the holy nations. These words which thou shall speak to the children of Israel. So is the believer meant to keep the Ten Commandments? Does the believer function in the Ten Commandments? How? By the Spirit of God in him. He has been enabled to walk in that kind. In Ezekiel 36:26, it says, then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, verse 25, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness, from all your idols will I cleanse them. A new heart also will I give unto you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you a heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit within you. And I'll cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall do them. This has fulfilled the Ten Commandments in the indwelling of the Spirit in you. In the indwelling of the Spirit within you is the faith toward God, is the entering into the Sabbath. In the indwelling of the Spirit within you is the love of God shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Spirit. In that is our ability to walk in love. So we won't always trust what the angel spoke. We trust what the Son revealed of the Father. And that's what the Bible says, what should have ministered life, I found to be unto death. Right. Because those commandments in there, it was to be construed as a promise. Otherwise, without the Spirit of God, these things will just be the death of you. You can't keep up. You can't do them. You have no ability. But in the Spirit of God, it is an ability, not just an instruction. So we don't covet. We don't kill. We don't steal. Because the love and the ability of God is placed in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. So now what we do is to imitate God from what is already with us. Hallelujah. Do you receive it? Let's begin speaking tongues for a while now.